السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ ونشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. We will start off with the Naat Sharif. In the Naat Sharif, as I have mentioned many times, that the voice is not important, it is the heart that is important. We must read Naat Sharif of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with great love. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, any aspect of his life you discuss, it is ibadat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is ihsan upon the ummah. The ummah cannot do justice even if they send salat and salam all their lives. And look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's great ihsan and fazl and favor upon the ummah, that wherever they recite salat and salam, durood sharif upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, or the different sighas of salam, attahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So whosoever recites salat and salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, it is conveyed to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah ta'ala has got angels, inna lillahi malaikatan sayyahina fil ard. Allah ta'ala has got angels who roam about the earth. And what they do? They take the salam anywhere a person is reading durood sharifs. They convey it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So and so, son of so and so, sent you salat, sent you salam. And at the Rawza Mubarak, he says, I listen to it personally. Now those people who are fortunate, they have some money, they can buy a ticket, they can get the visas, and they can make the trip to Madina Sharif. Then they will go there and stand at the Rawza Mubarak and read. But what are the millions of others who cannot afford to go there? Allah Ta'ala in His infinite mercy, He made it easy and simple for them too, that wherever you recite salat and salam, I've got this very, very speedy communication for you. And there is no such thing as computers are down, and suddenly you say, now this air time is finished, or you didn't pay your bill. Nothing. Free of charge. And no communication is speedier than the communication that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got. Now those days people shouldn't believe in things like this. But how easy it has become now. Cell phone, the person just presses a few buttons here and somebody picks it up in some other part of the world within seconds. So if Allah ta'ala can give man the knowledge and the science and the technology to make such kind of things, then what is it difficult for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself to have his angels conveying it faster than even the cell phone technology? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam responds to that by replying to the salam. So Naat Sharif upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is also an ibadat. But the Naat Sharif must be genuine. It must not be just the singing of Naat Sharif. There must be that love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not only in words. There must be action. Without the action, nobody accepts the claims of love. If a person says, I love you very, very dearly, but does everything in opposition to that person's wishes, then can that ever be love? Person tells the father, I dearly love you. And after that, when the father says, do this for me or do that for me or stay away from here or don't go there, he says, no, that I'm not prepared to listen to you. Now what kind of love is that? So with the Naat Sharif, there has to be amal. Love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam demands that we must do that which is pleasing to him and stay away from all that displeasing to him. So therefore, when we listen to Naat Sharif, then we must picture ourselves at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Or when we are reading the Durood and Salam, picture ourselves being there. Allah Ta'ala gave us this very powerful instrument of imagination. Within seconds we can be there at the Kaabatullah Sharif, we can be at Madina Sharif, Rauza Mubarak, we can be at Masjid Aqsa, wherever we wish to be. So instead of using this power of imagination for fantasizing about haram all the time, use it for good purposes and get sawab and reward. Rang layengi kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. Rang layengi kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, keh ke salli ala jhoom jaye. Rang layengi kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, ke salli ala jhoom jaye. When will my duas be accepted? When will my tears be accepted? When will they bring the fruits that I proceed once again in the direction of Madina Sharif? The person is all the time praying, Ya Allah, take me to Madina Sharif, take me to Madina Sharif. So I say, Ya Allah, when will this dua of mine be accepted? And if it has been accepted, then when am I going to proceed in the direction of Madina Sharif? Countries of the world, no matter whether it is the Taj Mahal that is there or any of the so-called seven wonders which they are now changing, other wonders of the world, after people vote, then they can change it too. At one time they will say this is a wonder of the world, and then they say the opinion of people have changed, so now there is another wonder of the world. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Rauza Mubarak is not like that. No matter how many times you visit the Rauza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no such thing as we are now satisfied and there is no thirst left to return. Before the person even leaves Madina Sharif, he wants to be back in Madina Sharif. That sukoon that is there, that beauty of Madina Sharif. Many of you have heard this, but some people may not have heard, that one day I was sitting outside in the courtyard there and gazing at the dome, the green dome, and I was very much absorbed, deep in my thoughts, when some doctor from the Transvaal was passing by and he recognized me and said, Assalamu alaikum. Well, now you seem to be really in deep thought. So he disturbed my thought. In any case, I made Walaikum Assalam wa Rahmatullah. Then he said, what were you so much engrossed in? I said, I was watching the flights that are coming here. So he said, which flights are coming here? There's no flights that are coming here. You're not even allowed to fly over the Rauza Mubarak. I said, although I don't see them, but I believe in what my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, angels of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala carrying the durood and salam from all over and bringing to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. So how many millions of those angels must be coming? Different parts of the world. China, Japan, America, Africa, all continents of the world, all cities of the world, which part of the time there is nobody reading salat and salam. Allah Ta'ala's whole system is such that look at the world too. They say the earth is rotating on its own axis. So now what happens is that sometimes it is Fajr here, sometimes it's Zuhr here, in another place it is Isha, somewhere it is Maghrib. 24 hours of the day, somewhere some salat is taking place. Somebody or the other is reading in the tashahud, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. Or they are reading tasbih of durood and salam. Around the world, millions of people are reading durood and salam. And it is being conveyed to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. How much of noor there must be with so much of angels coming in from all parts of the world. The masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam itself full of noor. The mimbar of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. The riyasul jannah. The musalla of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. The green dome of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. The resting place of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, which is even more precious than the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam himself, noor of all noors. How much of noor there is in Madina Sharif. Then if we say that nothing came into the heart, so we must have ourselves examined. If upon our return from Madina Sharif our lives do not change, Salat didn't come our life, Namaz, Roza, Zakat didn't come our life, our evil habits we did not give up, we went empty and came back empty, the only thing we came back was with bragging that we went there and came. So then we must have our hearts checked. I said to some friends of mine that if you have to go to the Niagara Falls or you go to Victoria Falls and you return, and the person says, did you bring some water from there? He says, no, I had my bucket, but nothing filled up inside. It's very surprising. Your bucket didn't fill up. What happened? How did you hold your bucket? He says, upside down. So now if you hold it upside down, any water will come inside. That is how we go to the Roza Mubarak, with our hearts upside down. And then nothing comes inside and we come back. Otherwise that person upon his return, as I have mentioned many times, he brings the true maal of Madina Sharif. The real maal and the real goods of Madina Sharif and the real products of Madina Sharif are not what we put in our bags and bring back. That is permissible. You buy a little bit of gifts for the family, for the children, for friends. But the real maal of Madina Sharif is the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His humility, his charity, his generosity, his kindness. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's cheer, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's forgiveness, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's large heartedness, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's zuhud and qanaat, his contentment, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's tahajjud, his ishraq and chash, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sajdas, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's rukus, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's etiquettes. Now if that is the thing that we should be bringing back from Madina Sharif, we don't even bring our faces like looking like Rasulullah when we return from there. Although repeatedly I have said that just the zahir is not enough. We don't say it is enough. Just our zahir, our outward, can be very misleading sometimes. But then that is not a justification to say that because lots of people with beards are committing sins, so therefore we will shave our beards off. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his companions and all those who followed, all the righteous, pious people throughout history, awliya-i kiram, everyone had a beard. So we will say keep the beard but don't do the things that the sinners are doing. But we will not justify that because others who have got the outward garb right and they are doing wrong things, so therefore we are not going to put our outward right. We require both the outward and the inside. At least Qiyamah day we can say, Tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aaya hoon, تیرے محبوب کی یا رب شباہت لے کے آیا ہوں، حقیقت اس کو تو کر دے میں صورت لے کے آیا ہوں۔ سدیفو اسے اس رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہے، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے۔ جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائے۔ That means from Jeddah or from wherever the person is coming, there's excitement that I'm coming closer and closer to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, Man ja'ani zairan, the person who comes to visit me, la yahummuhu illa ziyarati, that he's got no other intention except to visit me. Nothing else is more important to him than my visit to me. Then he says, my shafaat will become wajib for the person. Man zarani ba'da wafati faka annama zarani fi hayati, the person who came and visited me after my passing away is like the person who visited me during my lifetime. So therefore now this person is excited. Now as soon as he sees the green dome, jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad kehke salli ala jhoom jaye, now the person is, his ecstasy, his joy, his happiness knows no bounds and no limits. The person right from Jeddah, he was reading Durood Sharif, salam, now he has seen the green dome. Now he knows that beneath that green dome is my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rang layengi kab meri aahe, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائے، جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے، اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس چپ کے چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں، اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس چپ کے چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں۔ ایک دعا، یا اللہ don't return us to our homes. Let my residence be now, place of residence be Madina Sharif. Kaash Madina Watan Hota, Wahin Chita, Wahin Marta, Wahin Goro, Kafan Hota. So now the person's desire is to remain in Madina Sharif. Chupke, chupke, mange duai. Asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to make his permanent residence Madina Sharif. And that his death must be in Madina Sharif. His kafan, dafan must be in Madina Sharif. That is his desire. شہرِ محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں، عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن۔ شہرِ محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں، عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن۔ شہرِ محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں، عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن۔ پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں، کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن۔ پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں، کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن۔ شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں، wherever is going to be the city of the beloved. He says, I have heard that the lover, if you have to ask which is the most beloved city to you, he'll say the city in which my beloved resides. That is my watan. If that is the case, phir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota madine mein mera watan. What must I tell you about the enjoyment of Madina Sharif? How I wish that Madina Sharif was my watan. اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس چپکے چپکے یہ مانگے دعائیں، تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب، جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے، مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں، مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں. ملتزم وی میک دعا، یا اللہ میک از یورز. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala becomes ours, then everything will be ours. If Allah ta'ala is not ours, nothing will be ours. We will have money in the pocket, we'll have big bank balances, we'll have palaces, we'll have everything, but we won't have any peace, any sukoon. Life will be filled with restlessness, anxieties and worries. So the richest person can have sukoon in his life with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala being his. And the poorest person can have sukoon in his life if Allah Ta'ala is his. Allah Ta'ala does not look at how much wealth you have or don't have. Wealth itself is not bad. What is required is that we must acquire it properly and use it properly. Then there is no problem. I will have a zikrullah now.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے، تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب، یہ ہیچ ہیں سب میرے ارادے. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے، تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب، یہ ہیچ ہیں سب میرے ارادے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما، بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے.
بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما، بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. Far too long have I remained a useless person. Oh Allah, make me a useful person. You have heard this many times, but now it must become our hal. The qal must come hal.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے، تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب، یہ ہیچ ہیں سب میرے ارادے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما، بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت، بس اب جگا دے، بس اب جگا دے.
My beloved Allah, میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت. How long I am in a dream world. Most of us are living in a dream world. Indifferent, negligent, unconcerned, careless. No discipline in our lives. We are like loose cannons. جیسے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت، بس اب جگا دے. یا اللہ، how long am I going to remain fast asleep like this in slumber and sleep? Get me up. حضرت حسن بصری رحمت اللہ علیہ، somebody told him that our hearts have gone to sleep. He says if it had gone to sleep, then when somebody shakes a sleeping person, he gets up. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends so much of disasters and calamities and tests and trials and in a person's life so that he may get up. But you see, if you're still not getting up, it means the hearts have gone dead. It's not that they've gone to sleep. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت، بس اب جگا دے، بس اب جگا دے. One thing we have to truly believe in is that when we are going to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our lives will not become boring. Young friends are always worried about this. Many boys and many girls, young people, They don't want to look back about 30 years, 40 years ago, when we did not have all these TVs and movies and everything else. So how did those people spend their time? Now they feel that, what are we going to do if our cell phone chit chat and mix it and all other things is not take, not we don't engage in it, then how are we going to pass time? Time is going to pass whether we like it or not. And many times I say this mix it, it will become such an addiction that we will not be able to fix it after that. When the problems will arise, how many people look at the disasters in their lives. So Allah Ta'ala does not want us to suffer a life of restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. He wants to give us sukoon in our lives. So life will never become boring. How can it become boring? Because the creator of happiness is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And now when He is going to give happiness in the heart, can the life become boring? It will become enjoyable. We don't know what is true enjoyment. That is why we consider those evils and those sins as enjoyment. Whereas it cannot be enjoyment that which creates restlessness after that enjoyment. The person who is taking drugs, what happens when the effect of the drug wears out? Does he find some kind of sukoon after that? Or restlessness that he wants more now? Give me more, as they advertise sometimes. So the person wants more. Adultery, fornication, watching porn sites, any kind of haram, you take it across the board and bring one person to me who says that after that he felt satisfied. Anyone that he felt satisfied, that now I've seen enough porn and I'm satisfied, I don't have to watch another one. I've read enough filthy magazines, I don't have to open another one. I've listened to enough music, I don't have to listen to another one. Unless, of course, the person makes sincere tawbah, then that is what I'm talking about. Then make sincere tawbah and get on track. But otherwise, it's not going to end. That person, his life is going to become a mess. So many people have taken their lives, they've ended their lives, because they were watching till late night porn. Now the restlessness that it created in their lives, in the first place they have to stay up till late so that their fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters go to sleep, and after that they were watching. Now when they watched, all that excitement and that restlessness, so the sleep is gone, and then next morning they have to go to work or go to studies, so after some time their heads were gone too and they committed suicide or they landed in asylums. Or they have gone on to heavier drugs. Now that is not a life of a Muslim. A Muslim must resist that temptation. We are Muslims. We are believers in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Therefore Allah Ta'ala gave us a simple prescription. Believe in me as an all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing Allah. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Simple and easy. Now if the person, for that little while, there will be a little bit of pain when his friends are engaging and indulging in the haram. But if he just has to resist the temptation, then he is saved from so much of trouble. For temptation will lead me into trouble and will make me cry. Or he said, temptation will lead you into trouble and make you cry. Most of the people who are suffering different kinds of problems, it is because of temptation. If they did not fall for that temptation, today they would have been living happily, peacefully, a very joyous, prosperous life. Mana ke maasiyat mein mujrimana thodi lazzat hai, magar us palne wale se ye kaisi bagawat hai. Mana maasiyat mein mujrimana thodi lazzat hai, magar us palne wale se ye kaisi bagawat hai. ذرا سی دیر کی لذت ہمیشہ کی ندامت ہے جنازہ آبرو کا دفن کرنا یہ کیسی حماقت ہے. Just a little while of pleasure, but look at the problems after that it is created. How many young people, because of the illicit relationship, the girl fell pregnant, and then look at the problems that it created in their lives. And if the person has got some taluk with masajid and dini activities and all, then it's even worse. The people who are in extramarital relationship, all the time they're worried, my wife mustn't come to know, wife mustn't come to know. One wife says, I heard sounds in the bathroom, like somebody is talking in the bathroom. So I looked at the bed, the husband is missing from the bed. So he took his cell phone and he was talking in the bathroom. He was trying to hide from his wife. Now is that peace of life? Restlessness. So your life will never become boring. Believe me, it won't become boring. Then there will be real enjoyment. I've repeated that incident many times. This is Shahi Muhammad Ahmad Saad Ahmad Barakatum. He was eating with his Shah. Shah asked him, what's it today? He said, doll. He said, badi ni'mat hai. Great ni'mat. Even doll is a ni'mat. Ask those people who don't have doll also. So many people can't even have a slice of bread. Ask them what great ni'mat doll is. If Allah Ta'ala gives biryani, eat biryani. Nobody stops. Ask Allah Ta'ala for biryani. But if you get dal, make shukar and eat it. Don't complain. So he said, dal. So he said, mujhe is dal mein biryani ka maza aa raha hai. I'm getting the taste of biryani in this dal. He said, Hazrat, how can you be getting taste of biryani in dal? He says, isliye ke mera Allah, mera mehboob mujhe khila raha hai. My beloved Allah is feeding me with his own hands. So he said, how can Allah Ta'ala be feeding you with his hands? So we have to understand also, sometimes it is metaphorical. So he says, this hand which I pick up, the morsel, I pick it up and bring it to my mouth. Who is it that is giving the power to this hand to pick it up and bring it up to my mouth? If Allah Ta'ala paralyzes that hand, can I pick it up? So I am getting that enjoyment that it is my Allah who is giving my hand that strength. I'm picking up the morsel and I'm putting it into my mouth. Now if somebody's beloved puts a morsel into his mouth, will he not enjoy it? So he says, therefore I am getting the enjoyment of biryani in my dal. And so on that I say that he was getting enjoyment of biryani in his dal. And because of our life of sins and restlessness, the anxieties, the worries and the problems, that we don't even get the enjoyment of dal in our biryani now. It's the other way around. So therefore he says, میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں
تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں، بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں۔ مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو، بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں۔ مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو، بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں۔ رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر، بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں۔ ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری، اللہ 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 اللہ، 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 اللہ 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 اللہ۔ جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری، اللہ 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 اللہ، 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 اللہ 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 اللہ۔ رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہے، یو ہرڈ دس مینی ٹائمز، او اللہ، ایوری ون ہیز ٹیکن آف ان یور پاتھ، وی ڈو ناٹ نو ہاؤ ہائی دے آر سورنگ۔ وی کنسیڈر ایوری بڈی ٹو ہیو ٹو بی سورنگ ہائی سم وے۔ آئی ایم لائک اے اسپیک آف ڈسٹ، ہی سیز آن دا گراؤنڈ۔ Now this is the sign of a wali Allah, that the more they progress, the more spiritually they rise, the more higher they go, the more tawazu, humility comes into their hearts, the more fanaiyat comes, the more tawazu comes. They don't brag, they do not walk on the earth with pride and insolence. They realize that whatever we have achieved is due to the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. He can snatch it away whenever he wants. And the higher the person goes, the more humility he must have. Because if a person has to climb 100 stairs to reach somewhere, and he is on the first rung of the ladder and he falls, he won't cause much injury to him. It won't cause much injury. Just a slight bruise probably. But if the person falls from the 99th step, then his skull will crack and his bones will break. And he'll become a candidate for the Qabristan. So tawazu, humility, fanaiyat. He says everybody has taken off. The only one like a speck of dust is myself. And that's what we should think of ourselves. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai. Everyone, my beloved Allah, in your garden is a beautiful flower. Beautiful, fragrant flower. The only thorn in your garden is myself. We must consider ourselves as thorns. How many people we have caused injury with our tongues, with our swearing, and with our curses, and with our lies, and with our false oaths and qasams, and the tongue lashing that we give sometimes to the wives and to the children, and the wives give to the husbands, both ways it is. How many people we have injured with our tongues, and how many people we have caused harm with our hands and with our feet, and with our wealth, and with the power that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given to us, authority sometimes. So he says, therefore, Allah, everybody in your garden is a beautiful flower. The only one that's a thorn is myself.
مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو. گیو می آلسو سم کنسرن آف دا آخرت. دا مسلم مسٹ ہیو ہز آخرت بیفور ہیم. اف ہی ڈز ناٹ ہیو دا آخرت بیفور ہیم دین ہی بیکمز ورس دین این اینیمل. اولائک کل انعام بل ہم اضل. So he said, give me also some concern of the akhirah, that there is a day of judgment. We cannot escape. We are not people that just look around whether the police is watching or not. And if the police is not watching, then we can commit any kind of crime. We are Muslims, believers in Allah, who is all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Even if we find a $1 billion ring or diamond, we are going to search for the owner of that. There's going to be no question of stealing, no question of crime. Therefore, in the Islamic days, for the days, the glorious days of Islam, how many polices did they have? Now we have to have a police force, then we have to have a police to police the police force, and then another one to police them, and then any commission that they sent up for inquiry, then we have to have a police force to check that they are not taking bribes now. And the Muslim, his conscience was made his police force. He is away, my Allah is watching. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو. بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر. I remained useless. Bekar means useless. And if you separate the two words bekar, that means I stayed without a car all my life. So if somebody reads it like that, I stayed without a car all my life, now Allah give me a car. So it doesn't mean that. It means I stayed useless. بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں. It doesn't mean I've become occupied with my car all the time, cleaning, polishing, brushing. Because they say if you don't like somebody, then give him warm coke or give him a broken down car. Finish, he'll stay occupied all his life after that.
رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا.
My beloved Allah, you know very well, بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا, that my heart is in a very very filthy and a dirty state. We cannot hide our hearts from Allah تبارک و تعالی. Allah Ta'ala looks into the hearts. He does not look at our zahir. The zahir is very important, but at the same time Allah Ta'ala looks what's in the heart. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَأَقْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah doesn't look at the beautiful speeches that we give. Allah doesn't look at our beautiful faces. He looks at the heart and the actions. So He says, "Oh Allah, You know, You can see into our hearts. We can hide our actions and our dirty deeds and the dirty tricks and all the skeletons that we have in our cupboards. We can hide from people, we can't hide from Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, my dear young friends, I'm repeatedly mentioning this, that don't leave evidence of sins. Too many people are getting caught out with what they have on the computers, what they have on the cell phones, what they have in the files, in the letters. Too many people are getting caught out. It is bringing nothing but embarrassment, shame and disgrace upon them and their families. And especially if that person has to just suddenly depart from this world, as is happening in many cases, ask the undertakers, they will tell you that what are the ages of the people that are leaving this world. There was a time when the 80s and 70s, people in 80s and 90s used to leave the world. Majority of those who are leaving now are in their 20s, 13, 15, 7, 8, young children, youth, 20s, 30s gone. So whether the person is old or young, he must picture that suddenly the angel of death came and gone. How many people, husband, wife and children, all gone in the accident. Then who is going to enter those homes? Somebody will enter. They're not going to leave the home, say, "No, now this is now heritage site now." Somebody is going to enter. The uncle will enter, brother-in-law will enter, auntie will enter, grandfather will enter, children will enter, somebody will enter. Because the husband and wife both gone, then what? And even if it's not husband and wife, the young person is gone. Now they're going to take his cell phone, they're going to take his computer, they're going to check his letters, they're going to see what he had in his pocket, what kind of medication he was taking. What kind of medication he was taking, which was giving him a high. They say lots of high school children. They say, why they call them high school children? Because most of the time they're on a high. So don't leave evidence of sins. Destroy it, destroy it. Live a life of happiness. That if death comes, if the angel of death comes, and we say, "Oh angel of death, you took too long to come. I was waiting for you. I was ever ready. I wasn't like the ever-ready battery which fails when you require it. I was ever-ready. Everything was above board. So I have no problem." Because the Muslim is looking forward to meeting Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. For whom are we making our ramaz? For whom are we fasting? For whom are we giving charities? For whom are we fulfilling the rights of everyone? And why are we staying away from the haram? Why? For whose pleasure? Allah ta'ala's. So does not the desire come in our heart to meet that Allah? And where else can we meet that Allah besides Jannat? In Jannat we will see our Allah, for whom we were making ibadat, zikr, tilawat, and suppressing our nafs from all those temptations and all that. Now is the time to meet that Allah and enjoy the ni'mats of Jannat, which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, the thought hasn't crossed anybody's mind, where there will be no jealousy, no malice, no greed, no pride, no arrogance. There will be nothing that will be haram. There, everything halal. You won't require any halal certification there. There won't be any fights between organizations also of certification. All halal there. Eat and drink. Kulu washrabu hani'am bima kuntum ta'amalu. As the poet beautifully says, unke rukh se naqab aaj uthegi, aaj nazron ki meraj hogi,
ان کے رخ سے نقاب آج اٹھے گی، آج نظروں کی معراج ہوگی۔ ایک مدت سے آج اہل غم کو مسکرانے کی مہلت ملے گی۔
حجاب will be removed from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's countenance. Every person who is in Jannat will raise his eyes and he'll be able to see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, when he was questioned, he says, do you have any problem in seeing the full moon? If you don't have any problem seeing the full moon, does anybody have to push anybody to see the full moon? That's how we'll see Allah ta'ala in Jannat. That niqab will be removed. Now will be the time to rejoice and be happy and eat and drink and make merry. No restrictions of any kind. So he says, Tujhe to malum hai ilahi, bohat hi ganda hai haal mera. Guna mein aluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. In sins, in the ocean of sins, every part of my body seems to be immersed.
تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا، گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا۔ یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے، درست کر دے معال میرا۔ تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں، اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا۔
Oh my beloved Allah, these are the last days of my life. And we do not even know whether they are days or just few seconds or just 1 second left. Nobody knows. We must consider it to be the last second of our life. We will continue planning ahead. The person, if he wants to get married, he will be planning. The person wants to run a business, he will be planning. If Christmas season is coming, he'll have to plan ahead to buy the goods. He can't say that in case death comes suddenly, so what must I do now? I can't do any purchases, no shopping, no nothing. I'll wait on the 24th of December. Then I will go and look for some goods to stock up my shelves. Nothing like that. All planning will continue as usual. We can even plan 50 years ahead and 100 years ahead. But the difference is that the believer is not going to trust in those plans of his. Childhood days we heard, man proposes, God disposes. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala only knows whether we will see the fruits of our plans. So we will plan, but we won't trust in those plans. We will put burglar guards, security gate, everything, but we won't trust in it. The person who is fully secured in his house, he's got electric fence and he's got burglar guards and he's got security outside and everything. He just drives his car outside his gate and is hijacked from there. So we won't trust in it. We'll make use of it because it's a world of means. So ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Just this morning, on the Saudi Arabian airline flight that came in this morning, my son was on the same flight and some other ulama were on that flight too. There's a one sister of ours from Cape Town. She was on that flight and suddenly she collapsed and passed away. What a Mubarak day. She's just coming from Ramzan Sharif Umrah, month of Ramadan, 26th day, and probably she'll be buried now, so 27th night. How fortunate, how lucky. So as far as she is concerned, she's very, very fortunate and lucky. But look at the lesson for us. Now the parents of that sister who passed away, or her children, or her family, who were they expecting to arrive from Makkah Sharif today? The children were expecting the mother to arrive. The brothers and sisters were expecting the sister to arrive. The mother, father were expecting the daughter to arrive. and how much of preparation must have been undertaken for her arrival, that she will arrive by this flight, then she will come home by this flight, and then visitors will be coming, so we must prepare this and prepare that. And there's so much of excitement normally when a person returns from Hajj and Umrah. Others, whether they get excited or not, but the children really get excited. And now imagine what comes, janaza. Now those children have to be explained that your mother is not going to come alive, janaza is coming. Lessons for us that we just don't know when the angel of death strikes. As I always say in my dua, Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, popping drugs, drinking wine, because we don't know when the angel of death will strike. Now look at her case. Are we speaking bad about her or good about her? Everybody is speaking good about her. But whatever, we don't know who she was and what her life was, but we know she went for Umrah, she made Tawaf, she made Ziyarat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and she was returning, so we take it for granted that she was returning pak and pure. And again, the month of Ramadan and such a Mubarak day, and probably she was in a fasting state. So, Ya akhiri din hai zindagi ke, remember that. Durust kar de maal mera. In the month of Ramadan, how many people suddenly just left the world?
Hardam karun mein ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho.
So first there was khauf and fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his azab and punishment and our uselessness, our helplessness and everything we express. Now hope, that is iman, balance between hope and fear. Iman, what is iman? Iman is that the person must have hope also and he must have fear also. Al-Imanu bayn al-khawf wal-raja. So say, karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab. Oh my beloved Allah, acknowledge that I'm the most sinful one, that my whole body is immersed in nothing but sins, that day and night I'm disobeying you. Nothing have I done that is really useful and not productive. I have been the worst person on the surface of the earth. And in your garden, everybody else is a flower, I have been a thorn. But now the person says, Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi te mere rab ho. Jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Oh my beloved Rab, my sustainer, my cherisher, my nourisher, my Rab. You are Rab. You are the one who sustains. And then you are Rahm, you are Rahim, you are Kareem. So why should I lose hope? I have got full hope and full confidence that you will cast your glance of mercy on me too. Because I'm acknowledging my sins. I'm not justifying my sins. That's one thing Allah Ta'ala detests and dislikes, is justification of sins. Then Allah Ta'ala causes the person more and more embarrassment, more and more shame, and disgraces the person even more when he starts justifying sins. was never justify ourselves. Accept it, acknowledge it. Yes, indeed, it is my weakness. Make dua, Allah give me hidayat. That's all. And make dua. So he says, karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho, meri ho, koshish teri kashish ho, meri talab ho. That I have the desire that I want to become yours. I want to give up my sins. I want to live a life of piety, righteousness and taqwa. I want to live a life that will be an attraction towards my deen and Islam. I want to live a life in which I cause no injury and pain and harm to anyone without justification. Now the person will have talab, and I want to make my namaz, I want to make my zikr and tilawat. So I have the talab and the desire, and my Allah, your madad, your help I need, and my little bit of effort. Then after that there will be Allah Ta'ala's fazl and ihsan.
کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو
He said, my whole life has been spent in sins, in vices and evils. Now give me the tawfiq of doing righteous deeds, doing pious actions, good amal, to engage myself in good activities. Eat, drink, wear good clothes, travel in good car, nobody is stopping. Stay away from haram. So therefore he says, Ya Allah, badi me guzri hai umr sari, naseeb e tawfiq ne kab ho.
Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Now this part of the night, midnight, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is watching such a large crowd sitting here. You think Allah Ta'ala's doors of mercy is not going to open up. But what is required that after that we must go in that direction. We are making tawbah from sins, then we must then go in that direction. Allah Ta'ala accepts the du'as, He forgives the sins. But then, if it is namaz, roza, zakat, start making the qaza, pay back the zakat. If people's rights have been trampled, start fulfilling that. Ask them for maafi and forgiveness. Return to whomsoever, whatever is due. Then see how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will change that life. Young boys, I can use so many names, who are writing to me and who are meeting me and telling me about the changes in their lives and from where they came out and what are they experiencing now in their lives. Allah Ta'ala is merciful, is forgiving, His treasures are unlimited, He wants to give. Why else will Allah Ta'ala say, قُرْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ? Allah Ta'ala is saying, say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ, oh my Rabb, forgive me. وَارْحَمْ, have mercy upon me. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, and you're the best with regards to mercy. Of all those showing mercy, you are the best of all that show mercy. Now if a father wants to give to the child, he's going to tell the child, ask. If the father wants to give, then he'll say, ask what you want. Cell phone, you want car, you want this, you want that, ask. Now, if the father has got it and he wants to give, then he will tell the son, ask. But if he doesn't want to give to the son, then will he say, ask? Will he say how much money he's got in his bank? So Allah Ta'ala wants to give His forgiveness, He wants to give His mercy, He wants to bless. He does not like punishment, He wants to send us to Jannat. All that is in search of, Allah Ta'ala is searching for a little bit of excuse that my servant must take the first steps and then see how Allah Ta'ala takes him across. How many times that example I have given, that when the child is taking the first steps, the mother is standing there with the hands wide open, that father is standing there with the hand wide open and say, my beloved child, take your first step, don't fear falling down. We are standing here, and when the child takes the first step and is about to fall, the parent grabs the child and says, my beloved child, how much you have walked. And the child hasn't even walked one step, but the parents congratulate the child. That's what Allah Ta'ala wants. Oh my servants, no matter how far you may have gone, take the first step towards me and then see how I take you. I won't allow you to be hurt. I won't allow you to be hurt. Allah Ta'ala is very, very loving. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah. This part of the night, on the 27th night, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, my beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. You are seeing us, you are listening to us, my beloved Allah, your treasures are unlimited. We are weak servants of yours, we are physically weak, we are spiritually weak, my beloved Allah. But no matter how much of sins we may have committed, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, my beloved Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away all our sins. My beloved Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Man has made dynamite sticks which blow up huge mountains. My Allah, my beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, blow away the mountains of our sins. Make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. You don't love punishment, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, you love forgiveness. If it had been your will and desire to send everyone into the fire of Jahannam, then you would not have sent 124,000 Anbiya. You would not have sent Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You would not have revealed the Holy Quran Sharif. You would not have sent so many things for our guidance. You would not have created these occasions for us to seek forgiveness. Ya Allah, you would not have given us these opportunities to return to you. It is all a clear indication that you really want to forgive. میرے اللہ ہمیں معاف کر دے، ہم گنہگار ہے، سیاہ کار ہے، بدکار اور مجرم اور خطا کار ہے، ہم گندے ہے، ہم ناپاک اور نالائق ہے، ہم نمک حرام ہے، میرے اللہ تیرا ہی دیا ہوا کھا کر تیری ہی نافرمانی کرتے ہیں، وی ایٹ دا فوڈ پرووائڈیڈ بائی یو اینڈ وی ڈو یو اینڈ وی آر ڈس اوبیڈینٹ ٹو یو، یا اللہ دا فوڈ دیٹ وی ایٹ گیوز اس اسٹرینتھ ان آور باڈیز، اینڈ وین دیٹ اسٹرینتھ کمز ان ٹو آور باڈیز دین وی یوز اٹ فار زنا، then we use it for so much of haram in our lives. Ya Allah, those people who've got no strength in their bodies, they are strapped to the hospital beds, they cannot move right or left, they cannot move backwards and forwards. My beloved Allah, which cinema do they go? Which theater do they go? Which disco do they go? Ya Allah, where do they commit zina and adultery and fornication? But Ya Allah, because you have given us health, you have given us strength in our bodies, which came through the food which you provided for us. Who sent the rains from the heavens? Who caused the crops to grow from the ground? Ya Allah, who gave us the animals to eat? My beloved Allah, after eating all the ni'mats provided by you, we show great disobedience. Ya Allah, we are disobedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mere Allah, but tonight in this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, open up the doors of maghfirat for us. Ya Allah, open the doors of maghfirat for us. Whatever we may be, but you are Ghafoorur Rahim. You are Ghafoorur Rahim, my beloved Allah. Ab aaj raat, mere Allah, apni rahmat ke darwaze khol de. Ab gunahgaron ki maghfirat kar de. Ya Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat that are pouring this part of the time. Ya Allah, show us, my beloved Allah, show upon us your forgiveness. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Make us all yours and become ours. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska. Yehi raat din mein dua mangta hu. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. Hum jaise bhi hai bande, magar tere hai. چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں؟ Where do we go, my beloved Allah? Whatever we are your slaves. Don't turn away your glance of rahmat and mercy from us. Ya Allah, don't turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness. Ya Allah, this part of the night, so many young friends of mine are extending the begging bowls before you. So many children are extending the begging bowls before you. Masoom, sinless children. Ya Allah, so many old and sick and weak people are extending the begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, open the doors of maghfirat for us. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, give us a kayfiyat in our hearts. Ya Allah, give us a realization that you are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Give us the sweetness of Iman in our hearts. Give us a taste of the sweetness of your bond and your love, my Allah. Give us a taste of the sweetness of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to taste that sweetness. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of shame and disgrace and embarrassment and humiliation. Ya Allah, you want to give us a life of peace and happiness and contentment and satisfaction. Where Allah, midnight we are begging. My Allah, midnight we are begging. Ya Allah, you are merciful Allah. You are a forgiving Allah. You are a generous Allah. You are a kind Allah. You are the most compassionate Allah. You are the most forgiving Allah. You are the most tolerant Allah. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who cry before you. Ya Allah, we are shedding tears before you, not before some idol that does not see us and cannot help us. Mere Allah, aaj raat humare liye ek faisla kar de. Make a decision of khair for each and every one of us. Ya Allah, make a decision of khair for each and every one of us. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, protect us from all the fitnas of this world and the qabr and the akhirat. Ya Allah, open the doors of your treasures for us. Bless us with all the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are sick and we are ailing. Our physical, we are suffering from physical ailment and spiritual sicknesses. But my beloved Allah, you are the one who gives cure. We know that sometimes sicknesses can be a rahmat and a mercy, but we are extremely weak servants of yours. Ya Allah, give us all complete shifa from all sicknesses, diseases. Ya Allah, spiritually we are sick. clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of jealousy, of envy. My beloved Allah, give us the hearts that you give to your awliya'i siddiqeen. Give us the hearts that you give to your friends and your walis. Make us your walis, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, make us your walis. We do not have the strength to do anything that can give us your wilayat. But my Allah, you do not look at our strength. Ya Allah, look at your qudrat and your power and your might. And with your power of jazz, make each and every one, my Allah, your walis. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. You have given man the science of transplant of hearts. Transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Ya Allah, give husbands and wives the tawfiq to obey you and put happiness into their hearts. Ya Allah, make them give up all the sins of their lives which is causing so much of friction and division and disunity. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters and family members. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering and problem of mankind around the globe. Ya Allah, remove the conditions of aid and famine and drought and every other kind of problem that man is facing around the globe. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you. Everything is in your control. We know that our sins are the major cause of all destruction and disasters. But my Allah, don't look at our sins anymore. Hamare gunahon ko mat dekh. Apni shaan-e-rahimi aur kareemi ko dekh. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theatre, rave club, nightclub, prostitute quarters, popping drugs in our mouths, or bottle of wine in our hands, or watching some filth on the television screen or internet sites. Ha, my Allah, we do not know when the angel of death is going to visit. Let the state be a state that you are pleased with us. Let our mouth be in Madina Tayyiba. Let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. Kaash Madina ab watan hota. Kaash Madina ab watan hota. Wahi jita, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. My beloved Allah, give us barakat in our businesses, our homes, our life, our times. Ya Allah, those who passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Give the family members kitan kin sabre jameel ajre azim. Accept our fasting, our zikr, our tilawat, our ibadat, our charities. Every good deed that we have done, Ya Allah, accept it, make it maqbool. The remaining days of Ramadan and the remaining nights of Ramadan, give us the tawfiq to spend it in the manner that is most befitting and most pleasing to you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives, our children, our families, our parents, and all with the goodness that Nabi alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked. Ya Allah, and from all the mischief, corruption, and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.